Today on Seculo, Europe pays its fair share.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host.
Welcome to Seculo, executive producer Will Haynes. Happy Friday to you all. In what seems to be a dramatic shift of their planning and even philosophy on defense spending, the European Union has voted to approve a plan that will dramatically increase its defense spending, over 800 billion euros. This comes after they have been heavily criticized for not paying their fair share into NATO and relying on the United States to defend them. This is also with the talk of Ukraine wanting to join NATO, of which the president, President Trump, is not in favor of at this time. But this really is a win for the American people, who have been carrying the burden of European defense and NATO defense for decades. This is President Trump, the pressure he has put on Europe to see them pay for their own defense. This is an America First policy. These are nations that are very wealthy, that have large GDPs, Germany being one of the largest GDPs in Europe and in the world, and they were not previously paying their fair share. This is coming under the Rearm Europe plan that was voted on by the European Commission, and it also has a plan for more support for Ukraine. Once again, where the United States was disproportionately propping up the Ukrainian government through this war. But does it also mean that we will see Europe be with President Trump as we try to see an end to the war with Russia? Many of the European leaders sounded more like President Zelensky wanting to continue the war, continue fighting. Time will tell, but it is definitely certain that President Trump, with his different style, is completely different than the previous president of the United States and is getting results. When the American people are tired of seeing their taxpayer dollars sent for foreign wars, he is showing that with pressure, others can step up and fill that gap. It doesn't have to be the United States alone propping up governments around the world and fighting their wars for them. It's refreshing to see that others will now take responsibility and say, you know, if we have an interest in this country that is much closer to us than the United States, maybe we should increase our defense spending as well. We've got a packed show for you today on this Friday as we close out the first week of our Life and Liberty Drive. That is where any donation you make to the ACLJ is doubled. You see the doubling of your impact when you support the work we do here. Whether it be the analysis and media that we put out to help educate you, to help show what's going on and cut through the lies that you see in the mainstream media. Whether it be the cases that we fight for individuals, for those that are trying to share the gospel in Chicago and see a quick win there. But then a week later, his two friends were arrested and detained and put in jail for 6 hours for just exercising their First Amendment right. We're now defending them. Or whether you're supporting us in this Life and Liberty Drive because of the campaign we're running in Massachusetts, where we're pushing back against the government of Massachusetts using its citizens' taxpayer dollars to try and silence and shut down pregnancy resource centers, centers that give hope and options to women that find themselves in maybe a pregnancy they didn't plan on. And we know that their campaign is working because abortions have risen dramatically in the state while visits to pregnancy resource centers have gone down. But we're fighting back there. And you can support the work, whether it be in Massachusetts, in Chicago, here in the media sphere, wherever you are, we will be there too. The ACLJ needs your support in this Life and Liberty Drive. Have your donation doubled. Go to aclj.org today and donate. aclj.org.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I'd love to get your thoughts on last night's speech, as well as some of the breaking news that came out of there, including the arrest and now on the way to America, the mastermind behind the Abbeygate bombing in Afghanistan. Obviously, a topic that's been very close to our hearts over the many years, took away, through all of that, 13 of our own soldiers. So again, right now, I want you to call in at 1-800-684-3110. You heard in the last segment, you saw the setup here about DJ, a boy who just wanted to become police officer, has brain cancer, has fought it, said he had 5 months to live. He's now 13 years old and still fighting and being deputized around the country. And President Trump brought him up and deputized him as a member of the Secret Service. Real beautiful moment, real sweet moment. Again, a moment that President Trump is good at, creating those moments that stick with you forever, a memorable moment. Of course, you flip on the coverage after and you assume you're going to hear people discuss, you know, maybe they don't like the Doge talk. They don't like some of the things that he said. Of course, you have people on the other side and that's fine. But Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, just shortly after, you know, within hours, if not even within minutes of this speech ending, had this to say, and stick with me here, because the beginning, you're going to be like, good for her. And by the end, you're hopefully, if you have some sort of moral center or compass, hopefully you find this to be disgusting.
And finding one thing that you let yourself feel, and I let myself feel joy about DJ, and I hope he's alive for another, 95 years, yeah. Right? And I hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
I don't say this lightly. This was a truly disgusting moment coming from MSNBC. Taking this real sweet moment, one of the few non-political moments that maybe happened that night. And look, I'd say President Trump, it's not like he even specifically said, I realize that I'm not going to win over Democrats in this. They're not going to cheer me even for something like this. And you could see very few stood up, very few even cheered for DJ. However, Nicole Wallace goes on and she not only wants to make a spectacle out of it and bring herself into it, says that, yeah, though she hopes he lives, of course, she hopes he lives a long life. She also hopes that he isn't one of the ones who ends up committing suicide due to President Trump's supporters storming the Capitol. This is, again, a kid who had 5 months to live and has beaten those odds. But, of course, you have MSNBC, which, again, I've said, is a really a vile part of the Universal Xfinity NBC platform. It makes no sense why it is in their portfolio, why you would even have this incredibly disturbing leftist group. It's not just a left-leaning network. It's not even CNN. It is getting to the point where you can't even have humanity for a small child, a 13-year-old child who has fought and beat brain cancer over and over again, who's still fighting, who has then been deputized because he just wants to be a police officer when he grows up. And then President Trump does a fun moment and lets him become a Secret Service. You could see the emotion on his face. We also can play a clip even from him so you could hear from him himself. We could play that a little bit later so you know that this is not disingenuous. This is the real deal. But of course, because it's coming from President Trump, not only does that have to be bad, you have to just start praying that, you know, this little boy doesn't grow up to have to kill himself because of mental health problems after President. Of course, it's all some weird theoretical because clearly when he becomes an adult, there is no President Trump. There are no situations. But I want you to hear from him. I want you to hear from DJ Daniel, this kid. You saw him last night, but maybe you didn't see. They had interviewed him before and let him make a statement that they released. And I think this should at least give you a sense of who the left is targeting here. Here's DJ.
What you want to know the craziest part? Because my mom raised me and my brothers all together. And out of nowhere, I locked up. And then my dad was calling my name. And I started going to the slow thing. And he said, stop playing with me. And I started to act slow. And then as soon as he said that, we were speeding all the way, running lights, going to the hospital. And then next thing you know, I was seizing on the table. They said, nah, we're going to have to go in his brain tonight. Ever since then, I had 13 brain surgeries, and that's how many times my personality has changed. And that's something that you don't hear from a terminally ill child. They have 5 months to live. I'm going to keep on going until my gas tanks run out. And that's when God calls you home. You never know when God's going to call you home. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my dad. And I know he's pretty proud of me, and I'm pretty proud of him, too. And I'd like to thank President Trump, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today.
And probably that last sentence was enough to make sure that the left media decided we have to disqualify DJ Daniel. He can't be someone that we all look up to, find a positive moment out of. We have to politicize it, and we have to take a beautiful moment and decide to not only politicize it, but really make it into a disgusting spectacle.
Don't let the left tell you that it is conservatives and Trump supporters that are dividing this country. Because when you see after a beautiful moment, and every president does those, every president during a joint address to Congress or a speech before them, but whether it be the State of the Union or otherwise, brings guests and highlights them. And many times it goes along with policies that they also want to support. And you know what the policy was here? They believe that this child's cancer was started from exposure to toxins. And he then went on to say is that we are going to look at getting these toxins out of our environment so that we can combat childhood cancer from exposure to things that cause that. And then the left decides that now it's fair game because President Trump brought him up there and did a beautiful moment. It's despicable. Like, it shocks your soul when you see that people are so heartless, so deranged against President Trump that they could have just left it alone. They didn't have to say anything about the moment. Or they could have said, beautiful moment. It still doesn't make up for all the things that we disagree with about President Trump.
I look at our friend Jared Moskowitz, who is a Democrat senator, and he is on there, and he says, congrats to DJ. We must work together to tackle cancer. That's all you really got to say. When your representative in your area, congressman in your area, to just say, you know what? This is a moment we can all rally together. But that's not most. You know, most were causing disruptions. And look, we're going to not spend the whole time on this. We're going to actually break down a lot of what happened because there were some moments. There was a brief talk about Israel. There was brief talk on a lot of the topics that we bring up here today. And yes, it maybe was a bit more, had a lot of some jokes, had a little more lighthearted from President Trump. Also because he said it, and we have that bite too, where he specifically said, I know I'm not going to win you over tonight. I am not going to all of a sudden have the both sides of this audience standing up. So why cater to them? Cater to the audience that is ready for you. And a lot of times those are the people at home. And guess what? We found out through the favorability scores that came in on all networks pretty much that there was an extremely favorable response. First bite eight, and then we'll go to that.
This is my fifth such speech to Congress. And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad, and it just shouldn't be this way.
All right, and so that is President Trump making that statement, pretty declarative statement. Look, in the next segment, we're going to premiere one of our new pro-life ads. But before we do that, Will, briefly go over the scores here. Because you'd think, you know, this is going to be 50-50, just like the country. Maybe less, because who's watching some of these networks that are doing the polling?
Right, and especially a lot of it was him just talking about what they've done the first month. Mm-hmm. So
Which is controversial.
It's controversial. Well, at least that's what they'll have you believe. But well, here's the reality of that. It actually isn't that controversial. CBS News, no fan of President Trump, 76% of Trump speech watchers approved of it. Only 23 disapproved. CNN, their poll, 69% positive about the speech, only 31% negative. Don't believe what they tell you when they say that it's dividing the country. Because the ones that are dividing the country are the ones who will make disgusting commentary about a childhood cancer survivor and someone who is still fighting that out.
Phone lines are open for you right now. I want to hear from you. And in the next segment, I'm going to be happy to premiere another ad, one of our great ads that our team put together for our new Choice Begins Here campaign to spread hope and provide resources for women in need and save lives of the unborn. You can support it today at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to ACLJ.org/champion.
Secula. You're just joining us now because of that breaking news item about President Trump, Vladimir Zelensky, and shutting down the deal, because now Zelensky says, hey, I want a mineral deal, and the Trump administration saying, not so fast, not until we know there's the end of the war. We're going to get back to that. But today is the launch of the Life and Liberty Drive. Now, if you want to call in about the other topic, I got three lines open. 1-800-684-3110. Or if you feel inspired by this one, I'd love to hear your story. So as you know, if you've been listening to this show for quite a while, last summer I was in Boston, family vacation, was walking around, and outside of our hotel was a small sign, a billboard, if you will, that said something to the effect of, you know, don't go to anti-abortion clinics. Stay away from them. And I look at this, I'm like, what are they talking about? Usually you see very pro-choice ads, but usually not something directed at what we considered to be pro-life pregnancy resource centers. A lot of these are volunteer run by the sweetest people you've ever met. These are organizations that give clothes, they give diapers, they give food, and of course they have a lot of prenatal coverage. And then I look down and I see that it's actually funded by the state and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, if you will. We do some digging, we find out it's to the tune of millions of dollars. Millions of dollars just for a marketing campaign to try to stop pro-life pregnancy resource centers. There they are, void anti-abortion centers. And it says you're going to be misled. You're going to go in there and they're going to tell you, so stay away from those. And here's a mass.gov website to go to find out. I immediately sent it to our team and said, what can we do? The legal arm took action, see what could happen. But then I said, you know what? The best thing we could do is come up with a incredibly inspiring. If you look at that, sad faces, angry faces, can we come up with an exciting, sweet, compassionate ad campaign to promote pro-life pregnancy centers? And do it where they're doing this campaign. Do it through the state of Massachusetts, primarily in the Boston area. An area that honestly is more pro-life than you'd expect. They may be very liberal, but a lot of these are very liberal, you know, but hardcore Catholic community, big communities of believers. And we said we wanted to raise $500,000 to put on this campaign. And we were able to do that. But look, they've got millions and millions of dollars. And our budget right now is $500,000. But as of this weekend, these ads started hitting the streets, the digital destinations, of the people of Massachusetts. There's one right now. It is our Choice Begins Here campaign. We've been talking about it for months, and I'm so excited to announce that it has launched. And we're going to play you one of the video ads that's going to be running in the area, in the market. You're going to see these ads everywhere, by the way. And if you see them, please tag us, send us, email us pictures. I would love to see them if you're in Massachusetts. I want to see the impact, because here's what we learned. Since their ad campaign, going after what they call anti-abortion centers, but pregnancy resource centers. You want to call them anti-abortion centers? Fine with me. You know, because I don't, you know, we're trying to save all lives here. We're trying to actually give real options. If you're going to give them a choice, how about give them a choice to actually carry this baby? And maybe that's through adoption. Maybe that is through support from the pregnancy resource centers or other great ministries that they could be taken care of. But we learned through all of this that since they launched, the pregnancy resource centers have seen 30% decline in people coming through those doors. And you know what we also found out? Equally, same playing field, 30% rise in abortions in the Massachusetts area. So you know what that means? That means their marketing campaign works. So we have to fight back. And I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to support the work of the ACLJ. And I know if it comes in right now, this is why you're supporting. Go to ACLJ.org/lifeandliberty, or just scan the QR code on your screen. Do it right now, because it is very important. And if this works here in Massachusetts, we're going to bring this to all the biggest pro-choice, or I like to say pro-abortion states in America, because it is that important. You cannot win over hearts and minds by just the law. We have to take it to the media as well. We have to take it to the people. I have to say a thank you to the amazing even ads people that we have worked with, who are taking the risk of putting these ads up. That's not that easy. You're essentially going against your own state. But I'm very proud and very happy that there are people in that great Commonwealth of Massachusetts who are also standing up. So I want to premiere this first ad. Again, choice begins here. The whole thing, it's kind, it's compassionate, it's inspiring. All the ads, we're going to roll out a new one every day this week. And these ads are all based on true stories that we heard from pro-life pregnancy resource centers, people that have come through their doors. Take a look at the first one. This is Choice Begins Here, and it's because of you.
We didn't know what to do. We had tried and tried.
Yeah, I think we were just considering giving up on having a family.
I wanted to give up. There was no way I was ready to start a family.
Then we thought, wait, maybe there's more than one way to have a family.
But then I went to a pregnancy resource center and they gave me an option I never even thought of. They asked me, have I ever considered adoption?
When the adoption agency called, I was so happy.
I knew I wasn't ready, but I could help a family that was.
I mean, she gave us our miracle.
She gave us our family.
To find a pregnancy resource center near you, go to choicebeginshere.org.
Again, Choice Begins Here is a project of the ACLJ. And I hope you enjoyed that ad. I hope you're inspired and motivated. But understand, we have to come at this at a different point. You can't just fight evil with evil. And that's precisely what we're doing. We are fighting evil with hope, with positivity, with support. That is what these pregnancy resource centers provide. And we've been thankful to work with them for decades. And now we can put our money into this campaign. And by our money, I mean ours collectively. I support the ACLJ. I hope you do too. So I'm going to encourage you right now. We are in this Life and Liberty drive, which means all donations are matched. And I know if it's coming in right now, it is coming in because of your support wanting to see this new campaign, which again, I understand sometimes it's hard for me to sell you on why this is important. But look at the converse. The ad campaign being run by the state of Massachusetts, by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, over the course of the last 7 or 8 months has driven 30% decline in visits to pro-life resource centers and a spike in 30% of abortions. That is not happenstance. That means marketing, media, all these things that I talk about and preach about all the time on this show really matter. And sometimes that's hard because you just want to hear, go to the courts, get the lawsuit taken care of. We do that as well, obviously, here at the ACLJ. We'll do that for you. But sometimes you got to feel motivated. So this is the time to do it. We got a second half hour coming up on this broadcast. And look, we got a 1 minute break. That's all. And in that 1 minute right now, I want to give you the opportunity to support the work of the ACLJ. This is day one of our on-air Life and Liberty drive. Your donations are doubled. We talk about the law. We've also filed a crucial lawsuit to fight back against taxpayer-funded abortions and pro-life campaigns going, or pro-choice campaigns happening in Massachusetts. So we are taking it to the law as well. And that new media counter campaign, you just saw it. And we're going to roll it out all week because you need to hear about it. Help beat the abortion industry together. Do it right now. Go to aclj.org. Have your gifts doubled. It's going to take a lot more than that $500,000. Be a part of it right now.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host.
Welcome to Seculo, executive producer Will Haynes. Happy Friday to you all. In what seems to be a dramatic shift of their planning and even philosophy on defense spending, the European Union has voted to approve a plan that will dramatically increase its defense spending over 800 billion euros. This comes after they have been heavily criticized for not paying their fair share into NATO and relying on the United States to defend them. This is also with the talk of Ukraine wanting to join NATO, of which the president, President Trump, is not in favor of at this time. But this really is a win for the American people, who have been carrying the burden of European defense and NATO defense for decades. This is President Trump, the pressure he has put on Europe to see them pay for their own defense. This is an America First policy. These are nations that are very wealthy, that have large GDPs, Germany being one of the largest GDPs in Europe and in the world, and they were not previously paying their fair share. This is coming under the Rearm Europe plan that was voted on by the European Commission, and it also has a plan for more support for Ukraine. Once again, where the United States was disproportionately propping up the Ukrainian government through this war. But does it also mean that we will see Europe be with President Trump as we try to see an end to the war with Russia? Many of the European leaders sounded more like President Zelensky wanting to continue the war, continue fighting. Time will tell, but it is definitely certain that President Trump, with his different style, is completely different than the previous president of the United States and is getting results. When the American people are tired of seeing their taxpayer dollars sent for foreign wars, he is showing that with pressure, others can step up and fill that gap. It doesn't have to be the United States alone propping up governments around the world and fighting their wars for them. It's refreshing to see that others will now take responsibility and say, you know, if we have an interest in this country that is much closer to us than the United States, maybe we should increase our defense spending as well. We've got a packed show for you today on this Friday as we close out the first week of our Life and Liberty Drive. That is where any donation you make to the ACLJ is doubled. You see the doubling of your impact when you support the work we do here, whether it be the analysis and media that we put out to help educate you, to help show what's going on and cut through the lies that you see in the mainstream media, whether it be the cases that we fight for individuals, for those that are trying to share the gospel in Chicago and see a quick win there. But then a week later, his two friends were arrested and detained and put in jail for 6 hours for just exercising their First Amendment right. We're now defending them. Or whether you're supporting us in this Life and Liberty Drive because of the campaign we're running in Massachusetts, where we're pushing back against the government of Massachusetts using its citizens' taxpayer dollars to try and silence and shut down pregnancy resource centers. Centers that give hope and options to women that find themselves in maybe a pregnancy they didn't plan on. And we know that their campaign is working because abortions have risen dramatically in the state while visits to pregnancy resource centers have gone down. But we're fighting back there. And you can support the work, whether it be in Massachusetts, in Chicago, here in the media sphere. Wherever you are, we will be there too. The ACLJ needs your support in this Life and Liberty Drive. Have your donation doubled. Go to aclj.org today and donate. aclj.org.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Going to take your voices later on in the show. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We're now joined by Jeff Balaban in ACLJ Jerusalem, head of ACLJ Jerusalem. You've heard him on the show many times, but Jeff, what I want to talk about today, there's been a lot of talk in the world, whether it's dealing with Ukraine, dealing with other situations. We got to make sure we don't lose sight of what's happening in Israel, but you have actually been doing a pretty important part of what ACLJ Jerusalem, the reason why ACLJ Jerusalem exists. And that's been sort of being that bridge from the Israeli officials, the Israeli world, to a lot of the Christian evangelical world, even in America, to make sure, you know, things don't get lost in translation. And it's a big part of what the ACLJ does. And I want to make sure that you have opportunity to kind of explain what that role is and what you've been doing the last few days.
Sure. Well, alongside all the work we do simultaneously on combating anti-Semitism all over the world, including America, including the universities, which is ongoing, here in Jerusalem, we have a unique role. And this week, something happened that's a perfect example. This week, a group of envoys from the United States, major pastors, Christian leaders, very close to President Trump, and names that are very well known, although I'm not going to share them here, are here in Israel visiting, and there have been a series of meetings, and among them meetings with some very senior generals and members of the security forces here, like the Mossad. And I was there, and I was asked to be there, really actually on the Israeli side, to help each side understand the other. It's starting off at a place of tremendous friendship and affection and respect and warmth. And yet, you know, Israel is a tiny country in a living in a terrible region, surrounded by terrible people, and is always concerned about its own survival. And Jews ourselves are a very small minority in the world and have never really lost that sense. And here come American Christian leaders who represent the global superpower and are themselves part of major religion, which, you know, with many, many followers, dwarfs the number of Jews in the world. And so there's naturally going to be difference in understanding of how the world works, of even what's possible. And the truth is, I think the Americans come to the table with a greater idea of what's possible under Donald Trump, with President Trump, working with him, than Israel is even able to conceive of. And so Israel is living with its concerns and fears about how the world is going to respond and react, and just be able to bridge that gap, being brought in to effectively explain to the American Christian leaders what it is that Israel is feeling and thinking, and to the Israeli security leaders, what it is when the Americans are talking, what's possible in the world with this administration, was really a remarkable meeting and one of the series that we're having here now.
Well, and Jeff, I want to also bring up one we've talked about on this show, that there needs to be more work done within the evangelical community in the United States, to shore up more support for Israel, to remind the evangelical community of the history and the necessity of the state of Israel in today's world. And unfortunately, to some degree, Israel is used to having nations not like them. The United Nations is not a friendly body towards the state of Israel. So having you there to be able to bridge that gap to a group of evangelical leaders that are eager to help the state of Israel and to take that back to the United States with a group of Israelis that are welcoming, but probably have a healthy dose of skepticism of anyone because of the history that we know, unfortunately, is reality of so many non-allies that, and even the United States over the last 4 years, that have not been fully behind the state of Israel. And also the cultural differences, knowing that the way that evangelicals in America talk is different than the way people in Israel talk. And having you, who is fluent in both, to be able to bridge that gap is just an enormous testament to the work and the impact ACLJ Jerusalem can make.
Well, I think the fact that they invited me to participate specifically for that reason, to help really bridge that gap. And again, it's a gap among friends. It's a gap among true, deep friends. And there was no negativity. There was just, I think, surprise that the Israelis didn't understand how much was possible now, and surprise that the Americans didn't understand just how concerned Israel is, because it's not all about Donald Trump. There's also Europe, but you just raised, William, a really important point. And this was beneficial to me, because afterwards there was a long meeting just between me and the evangelical leaders. And I was discussing something we always talk about, the concern about where younger evangelicals are over the last couple of decades on Israel. And the good news I'm hearing is that there is a gap now. There's a sort of an 18 to 30 year old problem that we have, but the next generation down, Generation Z, one of the pastors there mentioned, he calls them Generation Zion, which I love. Mm. He says Generation Z is coming back to this, coming back to the support of Israel and the Jewish people, because they're watching what's happening in the world and they're glomming on to where Donald Trump is taking America. And so hopefully that entire narrative shifts, you know, the rising tide that will lift everything. And obviously we're very hopeful and praying that that's true. But yes, we are keeping an eye on that. And that's why we work with other groups as well.
I think there is that moment happening. The concern is that the media and the people that are in control of the media will be the people in control of the media. For anyone who's worked in it, a lot of these guys hang around 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, if you actually look at the ages of some of the people that, if you think, you know, sometimes in Congress and the Senate, these are older people. A lot of times you go to media, these are guys who've been in it their whole lives, and maybe they have a specific perspective. It's hard to break through that. You almost have to have a generational change. And that's exciting, because there is a generational change happening. I could see it just among my friends and their children, because my age are now having kids that are old enough to get involved in these situations, where maybe the kids of the generation before mine were then taught a very liberal point of view, where the universities they were going to were warping their opinions. I can actually say that I've seen within colleges, the student body, some of the new student body, reject what the faculty is doing, because the faculty is giving them the wrong. We talk a lot about student protests and it's happening. We also have to remember who the teachers are. And a lot of times, as we've uncovered many times, it is the teachers that are putting this bug in their ear.
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, first of all, there's going to be a gap, meaning even if the younger generation is coming back in the right direction, there's a gap there of a couple of decades worth of problem who are going to be the leaders and the voters. So we need to win hearts and minds, as you were talking about before. No question. But let's talk about the schools, because, you know, schools are back in session now and we're seeing anti-Semitism through the roof at the exact same elite universities in America that are producing also leaders. And just one gruesome example I saw, there's a memorial at the University of Michigan for the Bibas family, for the babies and the mother that were slaughtered. And And of course, it was defaced with threats against Jews and pro-Palestine messages. And so, and that very same university, the president was overheard on a phone line. It was somehow leaked, where he was complaining about the federal government wanting to fight anti-Semitism. And he says, yeah, what about Islamophobia? And, you know, and he complains about, you know, like the powerful people, meaning, i.e., you know, the powerful people with money, the Jews are really behind it. You know, every possible anti-Semitic trope still from the top down at these universities. And at Harvard, apparently I saw a video they claim was in a Harvard employee ripping down postages of the hostages just yesterday. So this is an ongoing battle, and we have to be on the front in every way, culturally, legally, and politically.
Well, and Jeff, we only have about a minute and a half left here, but I was going to bring that up, that the University of Michigan, the president, on a phone call leaked, was using the same tired, disgusting, anti-Semitic tropes, saying that you can see there's a very powerful group that is controlling this narrative that only wants to focus on anti-Semitism. It's gross, it's disgusting, but that's why we are seeing positive moves like the Trump administration saying that, hey, Columbia, if you don't address this, which was the hotbed of it, $51 million in grants and contracts are gone.
Yeah. And there may be up to $5 billion or more contracts that they're looking at, again, just with Columbia. I mean, these universities have colossal sums of money. They have gargantuan endowments. They're like mini governments. They're gargantuan endowments, and they have huge government contracts. And so some funding comes from the federal government. And we were very deeply involved with the first Trump administration, with the Domestic Policy Council, and with the president when he first issued his order, executive order, in December of 2019 to really reinforce the idea that the civil rights in education also apply to Jews. Because until that point, there was a whole argument, well, maybe Jews aren't because we're a religion and not a people. And it's like, no, this is an identity. And no one is anti-Semitic because they care about what Jews believe or don't believe. They just hate Jews. And so, and it's about national origin also. And this is very, very important because, again, across the board, we're working on this, and it remains a problem, a deep problem at these universities.
Absolutely, Jeff, and that is why the ACLJ exists and why the ACLJ Jerusalem specifically exists. And when you support the work of the ACLJ during our Life and Liberty Drive, that is part of it. You are going to fund the ACLJ Jerusalem. These are not independent, necessarily, entities in that same way. All of it helps fund the ACLJ, the ECLJ, the Jerusalem office, all of the connections that bring the ACLJ message around the world. So right now, do it. Your donations are doubled. And while you're there, you can become an ACLJ champion. Your first donation of that will be doubled. Again, that is matched by somebody who is ready to unlock their donation. You're not going to be charged double. But when you give $10, effectively that becomes $20. If you give $1,000, effectively that becomes $2,000. If you gave $10,000, it becomes $20,000. Do it right now. We're going to take your calls coming up. 1-800-684-3110. We got some lines open. Perfect time to call.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are completely jammed. And let's hear from you, the most important people in the room. I do want to keep touching. Some of the comments came back about our campaign, about the Choice Begins Here campaign. We got a call coming in from Kim in Illinois with her story. She's watching on YouTube. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. My mom, 51 years ago, chose life when her pregnancy with me was very high risk. And then I ended up later in a situation where I was raped, and I chose life for my son. The Pregnancy Resource Centers showed me my son's image on the ultrasound. They helped me with clothing. They even threw him a first birthday party. This is an incredible organization that helps mothers in need. And I am so thankful for you guys standing up for life and for my life and my son's life as well.
Kim, what a wonderful and beautiful, even through the tragedy, call that you gave us here today. These are the stories we want to hear for pregnancy resource centers, that they are doing great work. And again, we're not a pregnancy resource center. We are here to support them. And we've been able to support them with our legal cases for decades. But now they're being under attack by the state themselves. And it's working. They're running marketing campaigns to essentially put them out of business. And you hear from Kim. This is someone whose life was saved and her child's life was saved. And they were, again, they said they hosted the child's first birthday party. These are the real stories coming out of pregnancy resource centers. They're the sweetest, a lot of them the sweetest people you've ever met. This is not a place where you go and get shamed. This is not a place where you go and get hate. This is where you actually go to get loved on. And we want to make sure that they still exist for generations to come. And that is why we've started this ad campaign, and we encourage you to support it.
And this isn't the first time states have done this. This is the new iteration. This is what they're going to do now. They're going to spend taxpayer dollars on campaigns, ad campaigns, and it's effective. It's going to work in many places. That's why we have to fight back. But we fought back against an attorney general of a state, California. You may have heard of her, Kamala Harris, where they were trying to force pregnancy resource centers to advertise for abortion.
Yeah,
so when you walked in, there was a sign. It was mandated by law. What size, what font size it had to be to tell people going in there where they could go get an abortion. Fortunately, that was compelled speech by the government, not allowed under the Constitution. We fought back and won that, but that's why we're here. So we're going to find the innovative way, whether it be the law, which we're doing in Massachusetts as well by suing, or whether through a media campaign to fight back and protect life and protect the people and the places that support women and their pregnancies. And those are pregnancy resource centers.
All right, we're going to continue on and take some more calls. Let's go to Susie, who's calling in New Mexico on YouTube. Susie, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on how terrible the Democrats were. And they really made them to look like idiots last night, where they wouldn't even stand or anything for the people who have been murdered, the 12-year-old who was killed by the illegal. But also, how can these news places sit there and talk so badly about that little boy who's been fighting brain cancer, and then they have the nerve to say such terrible things about him?
I think, I'm not cutting you off. You've got to run a little low on time. I think we should play that real quick again as we wrap up. Can we play the Nicole Wallace?
Yeah.
Can we play it one more time? I think you all need to see this, because there's a lot of new people watching. This is the response to a little boy brain cancer who got to be deputized into the Secret Service as he fights for his life.
I think this was a lesson in finding one thing that you let yourself feel. And I let myself feel joy about DJ. And I hope he's alive for another, 95 years, yeah. Right? And I hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump's supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
Yeah, that's where you want to start throwing stuff at your TV. I mean, really, when those kind of moments happen. Thankfully, probably a lot of our viewers, this is the first time they've seen it because they're not watching that propaganda network, but it is what it is. I want to continue on with calls. Lori is calling in New Hampshire. She's an ACLJ champion. Lori, no, number one, how much I appreciate you. An ACLJ champion, someone that gives on a monthly recurring basis. And Lori, I really do appreciate it. You're on the air.
Thank you, and I support you. I just want to strongly state that we are not a nation divided, and the polls show the support for Trump. We are seeing a disgusting display by a small vocal minority, and I would ask them, are you smarter than God? In Romans 13:1, it says the authorities have been established and exist. The authorities that exist, have been established by God. So they are resisting God's will. You mentioned Afghanistan. We had to put up with that, but we did because we respect our authority. And I would like to see the Democrats start to do the same thing. Thank you.
Will brought up, and one of the callers brought up, they don't stand for the other side. And that has become fairly normal that you don't see a lot of support, but maybe not to this extent.
Right. And I think that's where they showed how morally bankrupt they've become, is that Trump derangement syndrome, as people like to call it, has so infected their minds and their ideology that when you hear these tragic stories, you can't even give those people respect for being there, whether it be the mother of a child who was killed by illegal immigrants, or it was the family of Lake and Riley. They were there and they were strong and bold, and the Democrats mostly sat. Every once in a while, you'd see one stand. But I don't know how you can be a comms director in D.C. and work for one of those members of Congress and be like, I'm doing such a great job. My boss sat for victims of horrific crime and didn't stand up, or a victim of childhood cancer. I would quit that job if I were a comms director for a Democrat. Yep.
All right, let's try to take a couple more calls, see if we can get to them. Let's go to Ronald, who's calling in South Carolina. Watch it on Rumble. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on something that Logan said about a few weeks back when you were saying that one of the senators during the confirmation hearing for some Trump nominees for his cabinet, and you actually said, or the person said that Trump deserves to have the people that he needs to work with. And I thought that was most reassuring, that respect was coming back not only to the office, but actually to the man, Donald Trump, because of all he had gone through. He's still wanting to work in helping this nation. And yet, seeing a display from Schumer and all the other, and the Democrats and all their displays and everything, it's just one-sided, because people are no longer listening to them. They want, narcissistic. They say, no, I got something to say, and they will listen to me.
Ronald, we are just running out of time. It's the only reason I'm cutting you off. And hey, Luke, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to get to you today. Call back tomorrow. We'll make sure you get bumped up to the front of the line. I'm sorry about that. I want to encourage you, the last 30 seconds I have with you for today, I need you to support the work of the ACLJ, that we're doing the good fight right now, fighting the good fight, and we are fighting it on your behalf. Join us, though. Let's beat them together. Go to ACLJ.org. Have your gifts doubled during our Life and Liberty Drive, which is activated right now. Again, we're fighting that campaign in Massachusetts with our own, and you could be a part of it at ACLJ.org. Of course, those funds go to continuing the work in general as well around the world, getting your voice to the masses. Again, ACLJ.org. Scan the QR code. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.